Hamas and its ally Islamic Jihad, as well as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, reacted defiantly on Sunday to U.S. President Donald Trump's idea of a forced displacement of Gazans to Egypt and Jordan to clean out Gaza, stressing that the Palestinian people would never abandon their homeland. As the Gaza ceasefire entered its second week after 15 months of war, Trump said Gaza had become a demolition site, adding that he had spoken to Jordan's King Abdullah about moving the Palestinians out of the territory and to Egypt and Jordan. Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi said that our rejection of the displacement of Palestinians is firm and will not change. Jordan is for Jordanians and Palestine is for Palestinians. Egypt has previously warned against any forced displacement of Palestinians from Gaza into its Sinai Desert. President Abbas condemned any projects to relocate the people of Gaza outside the territory. Without naming the U.S. leader, Abbas expressed strong rejection and condemnation of any projects aimed at displacing our people from the Gaza Strip. A statement from his office said that the Palestinian people will not abandon their land and the holy sites. We will not allow the repetition of the catastrophes that befell our people in 1948 and 1967, the statement added. The former is known to Palestinians as the Nakba, or catastrophe, when hundreds of thousands were displaced during the war that coincided with Israel's creation. During the 1967 war, known as the Naxa, or setback, Israel captured Gaza and the West Bank and displaced hundreds of thousands more. Abbas also rejected any policy that undermines the unity of the Palestinian land in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. He called on Trump to continue his efforts to support the ceasefire in Gaza that began on January 19. Speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump said that almost everything was demolished in Gaza and the people were dying there. He added that moving Gaza's inhabitants could be temporarily or could be long-term. The U.S. president said he wanted the Gazans to be relocated to Egypt and Jordan. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change, he said. You're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and we just clean out that whole thing. You know, over the centuries it's had many, many conflicts that site. And I don't know, something has to happen, the U.S. president told reporters. Most Gazans are Palestinian refugees or their descendants. For them, any attempt to move them from Gaza would evoke dark memories of Nakba. Jordan is already home to around 2.3 billion.